Ahmed stayed there a year with my father and my sister.
In Larkin?
Uh-huh. Then I moved out and my sister married. And my dad was staying very safe down there, and I told my wife I'd have to go down there and get his word and see about him every day. And I said, I can't put up with this. I said, what about go down and get him and bring him up here? Why, she said, do that. I just went down there and told him now. I said, this is lots of trouble, and I said, come right on up. You'll have your home as long as I've got one. And that was it. I kept him from then on. Of course, he'd visit with some of the other kids around. But he said, I want this to be my home from now on out. And that was it.
Can you tell me about your house? Where was it? It was out at Larkin?
No, it was a mile and a half where I lived so long and went to school. A mile and a half right down, you'd call it southwest of Larkin. And I walked from there to school, winter and summer.
In Melbourne?
Yeah. No, out at Larkin. Yeah. I had a big farm there, 168 land on it. Yeah, had a pass, you see. Them days you'd go make a year cut through, and we had a pass that we traveled to school and back.
A path? What kind of path?
You start out, you see, and you soon just walk out to a smooth little place and clear where you'd go. You'd go through fields and scopes of woods and that's it.
What can you tell me about the first house you had?
Well, you're talking about now when I started out for myself.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, I rented and moved just around a few times, but not much. But the first house I owned it's the old house still standing out there, but it's been repaired some, but it's a little better housing the way back. And I lived right out to when I was on my last days out there, just about 3/4 of a mile from Larkin, right on the WPA road, that gravel road, of course it's blacktop now. And that's where I lost my wife. And I was just sitting there, no way to get around, no telephones. And they got at me here at Melbourne, says, you get away from mine. And I got to where I couldn't do nothing, and couldn't keep up my place. I had 195 acres. And I had some cattle. And of course, my wife, she went to failing, and I'd run after them cattle. And she got at me, said, you just running yourself down, says,